Absolutely, and it's not just Ireland that's been singled out, but every country across the world Donald Trump has decided to place tariffs on. And really, this is a policy of self-harm, because what this is going to do overnight is it's going to increase the price of goods for American consumers. So your cars, your ordinary goods that are imported from around the world in America is now going to go up, and we're already seeing the cracks starting to appear, where members of the Republican Party in the Senate are voting against Donald Trump now because of the impacts of these tariffs. And I think in the days and weeks ahead, we could see further cracks emerge. But this is not a good scenario. It's not good for trade. It's very erratic from what we're getting from the president. I watched his press conference yesterday, and he talked about that Europe is imposing tariffs of 39%. That's just complete and utter nonsense. Their own documentation shows that the average tariff in Europe is about 5%. So look, what we need now at this stage is cool heads. We shouldn't see the EU respond with countermeasures, because if the EU does countermeasures, what that means is that Irish consumers will actually pay dearer prices for things that we import from America. It will also risk job losses here, and it will also decrease the finances that we have in terms of the state's finances, which we're already hearing word from government that they're talking about cuts in this year's budget, which is simply unacceptable. So we need to be very careful that the European Union don't fight fire with fire, and in doing so sears the impact on Irish consumers.
Well, the Taoiseach said in the Dáil yesterday in response to Mary Lou McDonald that there will be some sort of a response, but does Sinn Féin think that there shouldn't be a response at all to what Donald Trump has done?
I think the response has to be negotiation. It has to be a dialogue. The way you resolve a trade dispute is through dialogue. What we could see emerge is if Europe responds in the way that it could, it could mean that America responds again, maybe in this time taking in the issues of pharma. He's already threatened a 200% tariff on the likes of Irish whiskey, which we export about a billion euro every year to America. So these are things that actually aren't insignificant. These things can lead to job losses. And it's not just Sinn Féin that's saying this here. The modelling that was done by the Department of Finance and the ESRI is very clear. If Europe responds and matches the tariffs that the American administration has done, that means that we're going to have more job losses. It means prices will increase for Irish consumers, and it means that we will have less tax revenue to support other sectors of our economy. So the question is if you aren't convinced that this is going to bring Donald Trump to the table, then why would you do this? Why would you hurt your own economy? Why would you hurt your own jobs? Why would you ask people in Donegal and elsewhere to pay higher prices for things in the middle of a cost of living crisis? So it's counterproductive, and that's why we're saying that there needs to be a very cool head. Do not rush into anything at this point in time. Let's see how this settles. Let's see what happens in relation to American consumers when they see that the price of nearly everything in their grocery stores or in their that they want to purchase has now gone up. And let it sink in that what Donald Trump has done is an act of basically self-harm and sabotage to the American economy. And let's see how that plays out.